we tried to kind of capture some of the things that are particular about the way we talk here. And the accent is, if you talk to linguists, it's a slightly nasal, lower Midwest, little bit of Appalachian accent. And, of course, you can't copy it. You just have to absorb it slowly. But we also came up with some words that people use here and some of the expressions that are local.
Such as?
Well, one of the things that we talked about is that if you're from New York and you want to talk sound like a Cincinnatian, you should say mayonnaise, not mayonnaise, and caramel, not caramel. And the pie that's made from nuts is pecan, not pecan. Those are a couple of things we pointed out. And, of course, we talked about the way people here use please instead of I beg your pardon. That's an old line Cincinnati thing that'll make you sound like your family's been here forever.
Also in this issue, there are various quizzes, everything from events and locations that you might remember from your childhood or your youth to mm-hmm. one called Love in the Time of Geta.
Yes.
And you are what you eat.
Yeah, we there's a romance quiz about, you know, people's romantic courtship practices, and then there's a great quiz about food in Cincinnati, just to find out how you know about, you know, what's geta made of, and how did the McDonald's first filet of fish come to be created, who was Christian Moorline, that sort of thing.
And the article gives sets of directions on how to get from an particular, more in fact, more than one, she's already laughed, how to get from particular east side landmarks to west side landmarks.
Yes.
And that's actually very handy because those, if you follow those directions, they really do work.
Well, that's right. We guide people, tell them how to get from Zips to Zip Dip, from Pirate's Cove to Maury's Tiny Cove, from Mount Washington to Camp Washington, Chile, those sorts of, you know, east side to west side journeys so that people don't get lost.
And various people who were not born here but have established themselves and become actually fairly well known
mm-hmm.
are asked what their defining moment was when they knew that they had become actually a Cincinnatian.
Right. We talked to people like Victoria Morgan and Santo Ono, the president of UC, and, you know, Chris Seelbach, who's a city council member, but who, you know, wasn't born here. And, you know, about, you know, at what point did you stop feeling like a newcomer and start feeling like you belonged? And so for many of them, it was when they realized they had friends or when they realized that, you know, they had local traditions like, you know, shopping at Findlay Market.
Linda Vaccarello is executive editor of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.